Nevada chair urges faster tech approvals to reclaim gaming gold standard. Nevada's new Gaming Control Board chairman urged faster technology approval and closer industry collaboration at a Phoenix Standard Summit. Nevada chair calls for faster technology approvals. Mike Dreitzer, the newly installed chairman of the Nevada Gaming Control Board, used the International Game Standards Association, IGSA, GSAT's Technology Summit in Phoenix to outline a push to modernize how the state evaluates and approves gaming technology. Speaking at Harrah's Action Hotel and Casino during the two-day conference on November 12-13, Dreitzer said, Nevada should reassert itself as the benchmark regulator for the global gaming industry. My goal is for the approval of technology to match the speed of business, Dreitzer told attendees, framing faster review cycles as essential for keeping Nevada competitive with other regulatory jurisdictions. He said the board's approach will remain grounded in transparency, consistency, and communication, and that regulators want an open, two-way dialogue with operators and suppliers. The GSAT summit drew suppliers, operators, testing labs, and standards bodies from across the sector, and Dreitzer used the forum to invite companies to present new systems and prototypes early in the development cycle. He emphasized the need to update technical requirements that regulators still rely on, calling for changes that reflect modern software delivery methods, cloud deployments, and the growing role of data-driven systems in compliance and player protection. IGSA President Mark Pace said the organization welcomed Dreitzer's remarks. His commitment to the importance of standards was evident, as was his plan to amend dated technical requirements, bringing them in line with current technologies, Pace said. His desire to engage with the industry, being open to technical innovation and supporting standards, aligns with IGSA's mission. We were pleased with the success of this GSATS conference and look forward to welcoming the wide range of companies with a stake in gaming once more in 2026. How operators and suppliers can engage. Dreitzer signaled regulators are preparing to take a more proactive posture toward technological change rather than reacting after market adoption. For vendors, ranging from machine manufacturers and content providers to sportsbook platforms and iGaming developers, this means seeking early consultations with the Nevada Gaming Control Board and other testing bodies to identify compliance pathways for new features. Industry observers said the agenda will likely include revising device and software certification processes, adopting clearer guidance for cloud-hosted systems, and creating standardized test suites that reflect contemporary threat models. Companies such as large slot suppliers and established platform vendors will be watching closely, as any acceleration in approvals could affect rollout timetables and commercial roadmaps. Regulators elsewhere have been moving toward risk-based frameworks that prioritize player safety and financial integrity, while allowing lower-risk innovations to proceed more quickly. Dreitzer's call for dialogue aligns with that trend, and his public invitation to stakeholders suggests Nevada may pilot updated review processes before formal rule changes are enacted. For operators and vendors preparing to engage, practical steps include compiling technical white papers, presenting prototypes in controlled environments, and coordinating with independent test labs to demonstrate robustness and compliance. Early engagement, industry experts say, can reduce uncertainty and shorten time to market. With GSAT scheduled to return in 2026, and regulators indicating a willingness to evolve, the message from Phoenix was clear. Nevada intends to pair strong oversight with a more responsive approval regime. The success of that approach will depend on sustained collaboration among state regulators, testing labs, standards bodies, and the companies that build and operate gaming systems.